Very good morning. Saumitra from Mindra Water Project Information. In this podcast, I am going to talk about news actually read in Economic Times. There is a news that the Coca-Cola company Kinley. Okay, our concern is Kinley and other beverage things. So they are going to sell 3 units. So they totally have some 18 units, and the post says that last year there was a 373% increase in the as far as Pepsi is concerned. Now still they are selling 3 plants, so it does not mean that, first of all let me tell you, it does not mean that it is selling the business. Okay, so now it has decided to sell out the 3 plants out of the 18, I don't know, 13 odd, some owned by other franchises, and 3 plants willing to sell to the already franchise owners of Pepsi, the Coca-Cola. So why will be they selling the franchise or they selling the plants? There may be some several reasons I just wanted to think of. Number one reason may be, first of all, they have said, Pepsi's official spokesman has said that this is a speculative news. I mean, they say that it is just hyper, hyped news. So it is not, they are not aware of the things. So they are not authentically, they cannot see that this may be just due to raise the price of the stocks and something like that. So they say that is a speculation news, that is not official news from the company. So first of all, whether to rely on the news or not, that is a question, number one. Second reason is, suppose if we consider that they are really selling the plant, then why they may be selling the plants? It may be a plan, of the companies. These multinationals do have their plans. They plan in phase manner, Like we in our countries, some companies do cities, we launch some things like that. They launch in the countries. So though in India, we think it's a great turnover, but compared to the total turnover of Pepsi, it may be very less, So it may so happen that having much of their attention, and it may be a phase manner that, like, first phase they are going to sell out 3 plants, then 6 plants or whatnot. So whatever their thinking may be this, but surely the volume in India may not be to that extent as we are thinking, because we are thinking from India and they are thinking from the old. It's a very huge corporation. Coca-Cola Corporation is a very huge corporation. So there may be a plan like that. Another reason which it's just a fantasy, I don't know. So from 2nd October, the plastic ban news is going out. Now in India, the most of the sale of Coca-Cola is in the form of PET bottles only. So they may not be willing to take the risk by them, and they might, shoulder some of the risk on the shoulders of the franchise people. So that also may be the reason. This is only a fantasy thinking, but it might be the reason, And one more major reason may be, Coke makes its money, Coca-Cola, from the a tin of, say, 500 ml, and then get 30 rupees, okay? So you may be knowing the cost of water. So only 10-15 ml is the essence, and rest of the thing is water only. So it's money made from, selling water and essence. And they may be willing to considering the volume in India, and they may be really willing to expand the business of essence selling in the westernized countries where Coca-Cola is used to a huge extent. They may be, because Coca-Cola is not only Kinley, because we are just talking about Kinley. Coca-Cola has got tremendous brands, and all those brands are having a huge loyalty. So they may be willing to expand that business, and as a part of that, the small fraction where a lot of attention is going on. So they may be willing to switch the attention to. And another reason will be the cost, the expenses at which they are put up to run the India operations, because the expenses they carry are the, when they run as their own plants like Coca-Cola plant, they are actually employing their own Coca-Cola multinational all setup and whatever admin and whatever machinery they are engaging, administrative machinery. So the expenses also are to that extent. So if they put this onto franchisee, so naturally the franchisee will bear the expenses. And the expenses will be in the Indian context. So this may also be the reason. So there may be several reasons for why Coca-Cola be doing that. if you scroll little down in the said post, one fellow has commented that any Coca-Cola franchisee who starts, of the first year he starts, closes down that franchisee. That is what he's saying. So why they may be closing down? Naturally, there may be not that much money. So is the franchise business really profitable? Because many people say that it is good, it is bad. So it's a perspective, to my opinion, every business is profitable if you properly plan it, you calculate the return on expenditure, return on investment and ROI and profit margins. If you carefully plan out, you take out the business plan and carefully plan the investment. And today, before starting, only if you see on the paper where the investment would be, right investment, where people have failed in past, if you study that and if you set up your business after seeing this is a perfect decision whether to go for franchise or not, because at the same time there are many people who are continuing also, so it is not a fact. Okay, so any business, irrespective whether it's franchise business, your own brand, own plant, whatever you do, before going to the financial planning, you should know for yourself what will be the expenditure sheet like and how will be repaying the debts if you are going for loans and something like that. So the best place to do this is during the trainings, as I told you. So we are continuing, we conduct a session on the ROI. We compare the cost, we train you to detail out the costing. And before detailing out, actually we take you to a plant. When in live trainings, we are taking you to a plant. And if you have seen already a plant, you can go for the home study course also. There also we have tutorials on calculation of the investment, total investment. So that helps you to calculate exact ROI, and then you can make the projections on the basis of that, and then it will justify whether the decision is right, wrong or in line with that or not. So that is the best way to start this business. So stay tuned and do look at our new training. So just visit our site mindrawaterprojectinformation.org and visit the training page. Under training, you can get to see many options. So click the option which is suitable to you and do attend our next training. The next training is due whenever it is due. Check the timetable and do attend that. Thank you so much and stay tuned to the podcast. Thank you very much.